You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
I'm very excited about this. Not like me. I organised this guest.
How did it feel getting this person?
Felt good. It was very easy, actually. This person was very...
eager?
Very eager. Very accommodating. I've changed the time maybe 3 times on the poor chap.
I'm very interested. I want to learn about this person.
We are doing a Little Big Podcast listener. What's the password?
We've done it before. We had it once before. I actually forget the guy's name. He looked like you. It was a different vibe going into it. We weren't in a pandemic. We met him in town. He physically came into the studio. We were hoping for drinks, a few candles, but we didn't have the budget. So we just had our mouths and our minds, and we just had a nice conversation with him. I don't think the guy listens to the podcast anymore, but this is the second time.
I hope.
We are doing this. We have a Little Big Podcast listener. And you know what? We're going to do this sporadically. So if you want to actually come on to this podcast, email us, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Yes.
One second. Here.
Oh, yes,
oh my
there he is.
God, yes. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Cormac Curtin.
Now, Cormac, we don't have video, so you can turn off your video if you would like
to. Can I see what Cormac looks like?
You can. Have a look at him there.
I'll turn back on. There you go.
There he is. He's sitting on the couch.
Oh, it's like a silhouette with the light in the background. It's as if you're on one of those shows where you're admitting doing something terrible. Ah, there you are. Oh, lovely car in the background, Cormac. Who owns that car?
That's my sister's.
Really nice car.
Okay, well, Cormac, I want to welcome you to the podcast.
Welcome, Cormac, friend of ours, friend of the podcast.
Look, if Cormac listens to the Little Big Podcast, then you're a friend. Everyone who listens to this show are friends. So let me give you Cormac's first email on the 12th of August. This is a long time ago.
God, 6 days before my birthday, Cormac.
He said, hey guys, hope you guys are keeping well. Firstly, I want to say thank you. The Little Big Podcast, along with Fully Charged, played such a big part in helping me get through the Leave Insert this year.
Oh my God.
Waking up to You Gotta Get Wrong and listening to the podcast on the way home from the gym were so central to my routine. I took part in You Gotta Get It Wrong in early May and had such a great time. So much so, I'd be absolutely thrilled to make an appearance on the podcast. Now, this is where I don't know if I like Cormac.
Oh no.
As a younger person, Cormac, just because I turn 30 in 6 months doesn't mean I'm not young. I will offer an alternative, new and distinct perspective on the podcast on a wide variety of topics from the COVID-19 pandemic to third team football. Looking forward to hear from yous. Yours sincerely, Cormac. Now, I've got a little bit more about Cormac, but we'll get into that later on.
Yeah, let's hear from Cormac.
Me and Cormac have been in correspondent emails. Apologies, Cormac, for the lateness of it. We were just talking about there, we had to make a video around the building that we thought we were going to get out of. And
no worries.
So it's for secondary school students. Usually they come in here and do a tour from specific schools around Dublin.
It's very strange. I felt very sexualized, I have to say. Cormac, it is a joy to chat to you. Please tell us, I've said your name so many times, but your name, what you do, this is like a first date. Go on.
I'm Cormac Curtin. I'm living in Meath currently. I'm in first year in college. I'm in Trinity studying law. That's kind of it, yeah.
Okay, so it's a different sort of college experience for you this year.
For sure, yeah. It's pretty weird, honestly. It's all right. Like, I've kind of gotten used to it this stage, but it's still not as good nonetheless. Like,
so talk to me about this year's Leave Insert. Obviously, a lot of scandal surrounding the predictive grades scenario fiasco that was at the end of it. Were you affected by the predictive grades? Did you get what you wanted? would you prefer to have sat the exam? What was going on?
I got what I wanted at the end of the day. My school in particular didn't get affected a whole lot. Like, any of my friends got what they wanted really at the end of the day. And, like, I thought the points that came out were pretty representative. Like, they weren't too over the top. Looking back on it, when you look at the calendar, like, I think it only really lasted for, like, you know, 6 weeks or something. So if you look back in a few years' time, I'm sure everyone go like, oh my God, it was such an over-the-top reaction kind of thing. Like, but I mean, 6 weeks at the start of the pandemic felt like 6 months. So
yeah,
it was tough. Like, but
Cormac, was there anybody in your class get points that they shouldn't have got? I'm talking about you looking at Johnny beside you and goes, how the fuck did you get those points?
There might have been one or two anomalies and like one or two people who I go like, ah, oh, they should have gotten a bit more kind of thing. But I thought the school, my school in particular anyway, were fair about like what points they gave, and they didn't just throw H1s at everybody, which is the top grade.
I feel very old school. I don't understand this lingo of H1 and fucking B3. It's very old.
Well, B3 was our lingo.
Oh, well, look, it's been such a long time. Did you go to a mixed school? Secondary school?
Yeah, mixed school, yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend, boyfriend? I want to know about your love life.
I do not have a girlfriend, no.
No, single Pringle.
So are you
single Pringle, yeah.
Are you looking at this college experience and thinking, oh shit, like I missed Freshers Week. Would you have commuted up and down or would you have moved to Dublin?
No, I did move to Dublin for a week. I was meant to be living up there over in Drumcondra. So I definitely missed out. Like obviously, like, you know, Freshers Week is, from what I've heard anyway, it's good fun.
Don't worry, you're going to have your fun, but you literally moved
up. Sounds like a threat.
Yeah, you will have your fun or else. Or else.
You're going to have your fun, Cormac.
I'm telling you.
If it's the last thing I do, you're going to have your fun.
So you had a week in Drumcondra. How did you find
that?
What did you do? That's a wacky place.
It's tougher than I thought it would be living away from home, like being completely by yourself in the house. Like this,
for 7 days.
I had to go home to me.
What was the accommodation? Who are you going to be living with? Come on, give us a scandal.
So my brother and sister are already living up there previous to this. Like obviously they're both online at the minute as well. They're in college too. So I just kind of went up for a week just to get used to the library and stuff because there's a few books I needed.
Yeah, you won't need the books after a while. I had that kind of idea at the start of college as well. You won't really need the books.
You don't need it.
Nah, you don't need the
books. You're fine. You're a clever kid. You listen to the podcast.
Are your siblings going to you going, oh, you don't understand what it's like to be in college in Dublin. It's class crack and stuff like that. Or are they very understanding going, oh, I actually feel really sorry for you?
A bit of both. Like the, you know, I think like freshers in particular, that's kind of what everyone says. Like, oh, you missed out so much. But like, in general, kind of the feedback that I've gotten from anyone in the years ahead of me and for my brother and sister is like this, sometimes it can be a tiny bit overrated.
Oh,
so
Cormac, it's so overrated. You go to your hall in DIT, they give you some condoms, a slice of pizza, and you end up joining a society, the Nutrition Society, though they give you a slice of pizza that's dripping full of fat.
I'm talking about going on nights out. We know at the Turk's Head where there was a foam party and people were getting kicked on the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
And then there was the paint party and Break for the Border, which now we work right beside, and neither of us were getting the shift. It was very sad, actually.
I actually met my first girlfriend in Break for the Border.
Oh, you should see the photos.
She lived in Meath. She's from Meath, Dunshaughlin.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dunshaughlin.
Oh baby. Oh, we're getting close.
Wasn't her surname Curtin? I'm joking. I'm joking.
Dunshaughlin's a lovely place. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. It's changed a lot, I'm sure, since you've last been here.
But it's been watched like 10 years.
I'm an old soul,
Cormac,
in this thing.
Yeah. You're really putting us in the old farce bracket. What has changed in Dunshaughlin in the last 10 years?
Is there still fields like I remember?
It's gotten a lot bigger. Like the last 10 years, like the school that I went to anyway, we got a massive big extension. We now have Lidl, Supervalue and Aldi. So
shocking.
Whoa. And so
that's a big change.
10 years ago, what supermarket did you have?
It was just Supervalue by itself.
They must be raging.
Oh, I'd say, yeah. I'd imagine so, yeah.
Cormac, where would you do your shopping? Would it be Tesco, Lidl or Supervalue?
Personal question.
Very personal question.
Oh, I think, generally, I don't really do the shopping for the family. Yeah. But
everything for the family. Now,
I didn't get an answer.
Super value.
Very interesting. Yeah, I'm going to take that information and hold it dearly.
Very interesting.
Cormac, you said that your siblings are still in college, so we're a close unit. Well, what's the age difference between your siblings?
My brother's in final year. He's 22, I think. Maybe he's 21, I'm not sure. My sister's 20.
And what age are you?
Jesus Christ.
I'm
19.
Wow. Well, your parents. And do you have any younger ones?
No, I'm youngest.
Yeah. Didn't get a wink of sleep.
No, they were like, let's do this. We're gonna corner off this 4-year period. And we're just
it's
gonna
be like Freshers Week. There's gonna be let's begin in the bathtub. Foamy times. So do you get on very well with your siblings?
Yeah, I say so, yeah. Like we're close enough, like particularly during I guess COVID being in the house together for the last 8 months.
Who's your favorite?
So yeah, I say we do, yeah.
Who's your favorite?
The bro or the sis?
Bro or sister?
Oh, they'll be listening to this after, so I think I can get an answer.
That's the sister. Right, we're going to...
Wait, before we go in, I just want to say law. Why have you decided to choose law?
Great question.
Thank you.
I don't know. It was pretty last minute. Since 5th year, I was like set on pharmacy. I really enjoyed science in school and chemistry and biology. But I think just the kind of... Just the reading and analysing, just researching... It just kind of suits me best, to be honest. Like, I never had any particular... Like, it wasn't like I watched Suits and went like, oh, yeah.
See, that's what I thought. I thought that's what happened. No. Well, it's very interesting you said biology.
Very interesting. Because you said super value and then biology.
Biology,
very
yeah.
Very interesting.
Graham, my dear boy opposite me, got an A1 in biology in the Leaving Cert. Now, Cormac, you didn't do the Leaving Cert. We don't know what you got. Maybe you got a H7.
What did you get in biology?
H1.
Right, Nathan, get out your phone.
Okay. No, I'm going to do it from my mind.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Did you do biology?
Yes, I did do biology.
What did you get?
I got a C3.
Oh, Jesus.
No,
look,
I didn't.
Look what we're dealing with
I
here,
I got a B3, guys.
A B3? Oh, please.
All right.
That's basically a C.
Here we go.
What's the thing here? Do I go first? Is it first...
I'm going to ask you 3 questions. If you know it, you shout your name.
Okay.
Don't be aggressive when you shout, as I want this to be an easy listening podcast.
Okay.
I actually might get my phone.
But while he finds the question, Cormac, what do you make of the jazz music?
Oh, keep it, yeah.
Thank you, Cormac.
The Tommy's episode the other day, and I noticed you asked him that.
Tommy, that was it. Tommy, he was his name. We don't think Tommy listens anymore.
He doesn't listen anymore, Cormac. Will you make sure to still listen? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We feel. Do you know what? Do you know what would have been nice, Cormac? We would have been able to bring you into studio if you were in Dublin and it wasn't COVID-19. But maybe someday.
Yeah,
someday we'll get you back. We'll get you back because you're only around the corner from us in Trinity. during lockdown and you're obviously were hell bent into Trinity. Were you watching Normal People?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cormac,
he's cut out.
Did I remove him there? Cormac, you there?
I'm back, yeah.
You're back.
Geez,
okay.
You're back, baby.
I think there was a bit of an issue.
I just decided to turn it off and reconnect there. Yeah,
look at Cormac.
Okay.
He kept his camera on. He looks great.
Let's see. Holy Christ, Cormac's a good looking man. Yeah. He looks like Zac Efron out at 17 again. and Graham, you and I look like feckin' Matthew Perry, who had a terrible drug problem, and now it looks like his cheeks are about to fall off his skull.
So Cormac, we were cut off. Nathan is still looking for some biology questions.
No, I have a question for you.
I want to hear about Normal People first.
Fair enough.
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. It was kind of interesting. Like I kind of thought the first few episodes were the best. I thought it kind of tailed off for a bit and kind of came back towards the end. Like
I cried.
Kind of bit, it was like
he cried, very, Cormac.
Cormac, it opened up something inside me I didn't know was there. Maybe that's just me getting old. That could be it.
You're old.
Yeah, no, but like I thought it was interesting, like definitely.
Do you know what? You're too young. I'm sorry. You haven't lived the college experience. I was looking back reminiscing and I was thinking, wow, what a great time to be alive. And maybe that was, I was looking back with a sense of grawl. Well, you're looking forward going, jeez, I can't wait to meet someone like Marianne in Trinity College. Christ, it's going to be great.
Okay, guys, have your first question. Are you ready for it?
So are we shouting our names as our buzzers?
Shouting your name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the white substance contained in the fiber cells?
Graham.
Begins with a C.
Cellulite.
cellulose, but congratulations.
Yes, take that. How do you like them apples?
I paused for too long.
How would you like them apples? Cormac, 1-0 to me.
Okay, I hope you like plants. Give an example of seedless vascular plants. I'll give you a clue. It begins with the letter F.
Graham? Flower.
Wrong.
Ooh, at least it opened.
I'll give you another clue. The first name of a former BBC radio presenter.
Ah, here, that's a bit biased.
Oh,
am I allowed in?
Has a podcast.
Fern.
Oh,
this man, when you're good, you're good.
Oh, give us one more.
Do you want?
Are these actually questions, Cormac? Where have you got these? I've never heard anything.
Some
before.
Very dodgy looking website. Here we go, one more. Who is known as the father of zoology? A. Darwin.
Darwin.
Actually, doesn't give me the answer. Just gave me the options. Well, that was interesting.
That was great. That was great.
We've touched on college. I think that's fascinating.
Well, I do have one question about college.
Go on.
So, Cormac, you said you had a lecture this morning just before 12. It finished up. What are lectures like on Zoom, considering none of you really know each other in the class?
Great question.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, there's a good bit of, like, question and answer kind of stuff, which I didn't realize was a big part of lectures. Like, and there's kind of a chat section that gets used a lot. Like, people have their own conversations on what the lecture is saying just in the chat section. So, like, it's engaging enough. Like, it's not too impersonal, but it's kind of weird. Like, I'm sure next year when I see all these people, I just know their names and I actually meet them in person. Like, it's really, I say it'd be really weird. Like,
have you asked a question yet?
Thank you.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, what question?
What did you ask? We might have an answer for you.
Yeah. Law.
We
did one semester of media law.
I think I remember the first day we were doing the constitution, and in the constitution, there's nothing about Ireland being called a republic.
Oh.
So I was asked why we referred to the Republic of Ireland then.
Good question.
What was the answer? I know it, but you tell me.
There was an act. An act. I think it was about 12 years after Constitution, that just kind of meant called us a republic, and we were a republic in all but name kind of thing.
Well, that's handy for Nathan, because Nathan doesn't believe in the republic.
Hmm?
Nathan only believes in Great Britain.
I believe in the universe.
Cormac, if we ever get into deep shit in a few years, can you be our lawyer?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Nice one, nice.
Good man. Cormac, what were you like in school? Were you athletic? Were you popular? Were you losers like Graham and I?
I'd say Cormac was friends with
I'd say I was kind of like I was, you know, in your normal people episode, and Nate was saying, like, kind of just middle of the road, kind of
in between
most people.
Lovely.
I know exactly what you were. The cool kids liked you, but you weren't a dickhead to the loser kids.
I'd say that's a fair analysis.
Mm. Boom. And I actually think that's my favourite type
it's
of person.
It's the sweet spot.
Because I don't like cool people.
No.
Because you're too cool and you know it. However, you have to be nice to everybody, and that's how you get people's respect.
That's very true, yeah.
Because the people that weren't cool in class, they can start taking steroids and they get so big. And you'll see them in a nightclub in the city centre and go, holy God, you could bench a cow. Get away from me. So, you know, you want to be, hey, how are you?
Yeah, they'll have a vendetta. Question quickly popped into my head when you were talking about...
Go on, you're in a safe place.
When you were talking about the Zoom, and you were kind of, when you meet these people eventually, you're like, oh, I know you through Zoom. Have you made any kind of connections? Like, have you gravitated towards any people in terms of friendships that on a Zoom call you might start chatting with them? Can you go, oh, I kind of like this girl
this
or boy?
This is getting deep.
Kind of, like, during the freshers week, there was a pub Zoom quiz, or pub quiz on Zoom, and, like, there was a few of us on that, so we got to know each other well enough, but, like, apart from that, like, we've had project groups, so you kind of know a few of them better than everyone else, but there hasn't been any, like, social kind of interaction, really. It's all just kind of to do with the course, generally.
Jesus, when they do open up, I tell you, these colleges, it's going to be a massacre.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much writing.
Did you say rioting or riding?
You make up your decision.
Cormac, I'd like to apologise on behalf of the podcast. Graham got very old and creepy Senile.
But there will be. They're all, you're all bloody.
Stop being so sexual over there. We have a sweet guy.
You cut out when you said whatever you said.
Graham said, "Oh, Cormac, I tell you, college, when it restarts, there's going to be so much riding." Relax. Cormac has given his time up to be on this podcast.
I'm not saying Cormac, I'm saying there will be.
Yeah,
right.
But you don't know that for a fact.
I asked Cormac a few questions on email. I'll go through them now, will I?
Are they good questions? I'd love to know his favourite musician.
Well, you can ask that. Like, Cormac was so accommodating yesterday. I go, "Cormac, big news. You've been selected. Is 12:30 good?" And Cormac goes, "Yeah, do you want any information about me?" And I was thinking, not necessarily, but sure, I'll throw you a few questions anyway. So I said, "How old are you? We know that. What do you do day to day? We know that. Who's your favourite ever soap character?
Great.
What's your biggest non-academic / sporting achievement? And who do you prefer, Keith Duffy or Brian McFadden?" Now I'll go through some of Cormac's answers. And Cormac, you can stand by them or you can change them. We'll start with the soap question. He says, "Bit out of my depth on this one, but purely from listening to Fully Charged, I'll go with Phil Mitchell." Now, Cormac, we don't reference Phil Mitchell that much.
We definitely have Graham.
Oh, Nathan does all the time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am a fan of that big, scary, bald man.
Is it no more Ian Beale, Cormac?
No, Ian Beale as well. I recognise that name. But the end, I got to get it wrong. Phil Mitchell is...
That's true, actually.
It's your go-to celebrity.
Yes.
Yeah, that is true.
Would you be more of a EastEnders or Corrie fan?
Actually, Cormac, when we're talking about really niche references in soaps from about 10 years ago, and we've been warned about this before by our bosses, you're our target audience, Cormac. You haven't got a fucking clue who we're talking about. Is that like when you're listening, you're like, what are they talking about?
When it comes to soaps, definitely.
Oh, Christ, that's my shtick.
Fizz gets referenced from Coronation Street. Richard Hillman, you mightn't have seen the scene, but you know what happened. Okay, you don't watch the soaps, but what did Richard Hillman do?
Oh, I don't know, honestly.
Have you never heard the audio that I play of him driving Gail Platt into the canal?
Oh, I think I've actually seen that scene.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
There's like one or two scenes, like when... Especially when they're doing the Brits or something like that, or any of those shows, like,
yeah,
they'll show one or two clips. So I'll recognize some clips, but the most of it, no.
Cormac's biggest achievement, non-educational sporting, I said.
Okay.
Do you want to get going?
I was going to say martial arts or something.
He says, "Make it onto the podcast. Apart from that, winning Gotta Get It Wrong earlier in the year is a big achievement."
Oh, what did you get in Gotta Get It Wrong, Cormac?
Oh, it's like 17 or 18, yeah, something like that.
Solid score. That's what you want.
And yeah, no, I was happy.
Who did
that.
I
there
say?
Was
oh, go on.
Sorry, no, I remember you were going, were you studying for this or were you studying for leaving, sir? But with the previous 2 days, I had study cards out re-listening to all of the Fully Charged.
Oh, this man. Oh, I like Cormac. Can you remember, Cormac, who did I say at the end who you reminded me of? Can you remember?
Oh, Wagner from The X Factor.
Wagner?
Oh, what a
and
man.
And did you know who Wagner was?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, thank God.
Jesus Christ.
I live another day.
And Keith Duffy or Brian McFadden, has to be Brian McFadden, got married down the road from me.
Did he?
Which marriage?
Yeah.
Vogue Williams or Kerry Katona?
I think it might have been... Vogue, I'm not sure. I only know him from Westlife, so I just did a quick wiki search on yesterday.
Yeah. Whereabouts did he get married in Meath?
Rathfy.
Okay. Do you know the church?
I probably would have driven past it, but it's about 15 minutes from
me. How do you spell Rathfy? R-A-T-H F
F E I G H.
F E I G.
Can I ask Cormac, is there a nightclub in Dunshock then? Is it called?
Oh my god, Kerry Katona.
Cormac, what's a nightclub in Dunchoklin?
There's one, but it only opens on Stephen's Day or something like that.
What's it called?
That's like the one in Lewisburg.
Glow.
Nathan, didn't you go to
another one? Vortex is like a bit outside.
I've been to Vortex.
Vortex.
I thought I was going to get my head kicked in the bathrooms.
You have a habit of going to these nightclubs with girlfriends at the time.
All right, calm down. Settle on down now.
And they always come back to me, Cormac.
I've been a fan of women.
He says,
I've lived a fruitful life.
He always wears these really fancy shirts that don't go down well in country nightclubs. And he always comes back saying, I thought I was going to get my head kicked
well,
in.
Well, it's true. I remember being in the Vortex. I was wearing a leopard print shirt and very pointy, cheap suede boots, as if I was a homeless Peter Pan. And I remember being in the toilets, and there were big guys with big choker chains around their necks, and I thought they were going to hit me.
So Cormac says he plays a lot of GA.
Oh, do you?
And basketball, and he heads to the gym in between. Dropped soccer about a year ago.
Oh,
interesting.
Why
okay.
did you do that,
so how
Cormac?
Did, why did you pick soccer or to drop?
I don't know. I've been playing it for years, but I'd still watch it loads. I kind of felt like I had to drop one just for the year that was in it.
I'm always very surprised by people that play basketball in this country, but after watching The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, it's a hell of a sport.
Yeah,
you're too perfect as well. What are you, 6'7"?
I know.
What are you, Cormac?
5'9".
Yeah, you don't look tall.
Short horse.
You're 2 inches taller than me, though, so fair play. You're obviously aware, if you're into basketball, then, that there used to be a massive basketball scene in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there?
Oh, like, huge.
Really?
And there was a club in Mayo, Ballina. There was clubs in Kerry. It was huge down the country, and they used to play in parish halls, but they used to get players from like schools in America to come over, and they were allowed. Did you see, there was a documentary on Air Sport or Satanta or something like that? Did you see it, Cormac?
No, one of my friends actually, I remember him talking, that's a couple of years ago now. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's brilliant. And they were talking about,
yeah,
they just ran out of funding or something happened where they were allowed to bring over so many players.
Yeah,
that was stopped or something like that.
You could only play a certain amount of it. I don't know if it was American players or foreign players in particular, so they all just stop coming over, yeah.
But why would you come over to Ireland to kind of kick off your career?
It was huge. You get paid.
Get paid in Ireland.
You don't, like, it was massive. You weren't just playing in an empty gym. Like, these gyms and halls were packed to people. And there was sponsorship and everything. Like, it was massive.
Okay.
It was in, like, the late 80s, early 90s, I think. I could be getting that completely
wrong.
Do you
know,
yeah, yeah,
has Irish people ever left and gone and played, you know, over in America?
I don't know.
Same. There's a few. In college, in the big colleges of America,
that
but,
you know of.
Pardon?
Do you know these people?
There's one lad who I played against once. He's unreal, and I think he's going over now.
Wow!
And he's up in Belfast. He's absolutely unbelievable, but the standard's crazy. So, it's rare enough. Like,
have you ever slam dunked?
No, I'm not tall enough for that, I don't think.
I was hoping you would, and then it would give me a little bit of hope.
What position do you play, Cormac?
I am a point guard.
Okay, what does that mean?
What is that?
So I'm kind of the Pirlo of the team,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, lovely reference. Thank you for that.
Cormac, I would actually highly recommend Phil Jackson's book. I'm reading at the moment.
Are you reading? Did you finish the other book?
I must get that book to you.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I got to explain myself. And I've actually been meaning to say it, but here we are on the podcast.
The book is shite. Do you think it's bad?
So, Nathan gave me a book, and he sold it to me, and it was brilliant. He goes, yeah, we love American comedians, especially the SNL ones from the 80s. So you got the likes of Eddie Murphy. You got the likes...
Bill Murray. Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. Huge stars. And it was cocaine-fueled 80s in New York, and he goes, unbelievable. It kind of talks about their times in New York, getting onto SNL and then making movies. I was like, this sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, I did give it a good chance.
No, it sounded
I'm like over 100 pages
Eddie Murphy,
into it.
Yeah.
I'm well into it, like, but it just was the same shtick over and over again. So they would say, Eddie Murphy is in Beverly Hills Cop. He did this, he did that, he made this amount of money, it made this amount of money in box office. Then it goes, Chevy Chase was in this movie. He did this, and this. And then it will move on a few years, and then do the exact same thing again. And it's kind of like, I got so bored.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't looking forward to reading it.
Okay.
I'll bring it in. Gave it a chance. But Phil Jackson's book, Cormac, is absolutely fantastic.
And I'll give it a look.
Yeah, I'm currently in the bull stage.
Who gave you that book?
Coxie bought it after The Last
Very
Dance.
Very cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, here's actually a little bit of a dilemma.
I'm gone.
And here we go. So, during the lockdown, Coxie, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, bought a a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I think you did, yeah.
Did I talk about this, Cormac? I probably talked about it.
Yeah, you mentioned it once, yeah.
PlayStation 5, and he bought FIFA for the both of us. Now, I didn't want the PlayStation. I didn't want it. But
You've been using it a lot.
I would never use it by myself. I would only use it to play with him. So what I did was, I look after the TV license. What I did was, you don't have to pay the TV license, Coxie. So that was €40 he saved, and I gave him that. Okay, I paid that. Now, he bought the new FIFA yesterday.
Need to contribute something.
€65.
Get a controller.
We have two controllers. Do I have to pay half, Cormac? He is insisting me that I don't, but I'm like, oh, Coxie, I kind of have to do.
Well, get a takeaway. Do something sweet.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Because, look, I don't own half of this FIFA, but, so it's kind of like, I don't own half the FIFA because I'm not going to be playing half of it. I'll be only playing it maybe about 20% of the time. However, I am using the car, the PlayStation, which kind of represents the car and petrol. If that kind of the analogy I'm going
to
do.
Throw it over to Cormac, would you?
So Cormac, what do you reckon? Should I pay half, even though I'm not going to be playing the game half as amount of time with him, but we'll say that half of it is kind of a bit of a rent on the actual console?
Yeah, that's a tough one, honestly. Yeah, like, I don't know. I'd go with Nathan. Is there anything else you can do from like maybe a takeaway or something to kind of balance it out?
See, I'm buying fuel today, so I'm buying briquettes, coal and stuff like that.
Yeah, do that. That's fine.
I might just wipe it out.
Do something.
Coxie, I'll look after
and
that.
And get a chipper. Mm. I honestly think Coxie will like that.
I did get him a chipper the last time.
Get him another one. Yeah, He'll enjoy that. Can I ask you, Cormac, I want to know, what was the last gig you went to?
Oh, the last gig I got to, I think it was, it would be back in, it was the back end of October, Two Door Cinema Club were playing in the Olympia.
Cool. This guy's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give me a Two Door Cinema Club song.
Oh, no, don't. Let me try and think of one. I have it on the tip of my tongue. I'm thinking of Bell X one.
Oh, no.
You know it.
Know what? I'm about to do it.
Go for it.
We should be a lover.
No, that's Roy Seven.
But we can't be friends.
It's Roy Seven. They were very popular about
Cormac
10 years ago.
Cormac doesn't know this band.
I don't know them.
Damn it. Why am I getting older?
Give me the first. Oh, fuck.
Do you know the big main one? Dan, dan, no.
Dan, 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 dan.
We should be lovers.
No. Okay.
Give us a song, Cormac.
The most popular song. Give us the first word of the most popular song.
That we would know. I think it was in a Vodafone ad.
I saw them live twice.
Maybe something. That's it.
Maybe something.
You didn't have to cut me off.
Like, what the fuck? Man, let's go to you, you stupid.
Somebody that I used to love. Somebody.
What's the one? Take a bit of the cornetto.
That's Bell X one. Yeah.
How does that go?
Have the color of it. My marshmallows. Oh, go on, Cormac. Give us the name of the song.
Come on.
We're embarrassing ourselves here.
I don't give it.
Go on, what is it? I give up.
Yeah, I'd say their biggest song is probably Something Good Can Work.
How does it go? Can you just give us a little something?
Oh, I can't give you a rendition of
just a little.
Look it up.
Love the colour of it all.
Oh, here, something I can get it. They're actually really good live.
Are they?
I don't want to boast about.
What do you think of
Cormac? I saw them at Glastonbury, no big deal.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. What do you think of the Olympia, Cormac?
I like it. The chairs are tiny.
So small, the chairs. Christ,
oh, so
almighty.
Tight. Yeah, I think it's a good it's a good venue though. Yeah.
Do you go to many gigs?
Yeah,
have you been to many festivals?
What sort of music?
I wouldn't in particular like, but I would every so often.
Have you been to Longitude?
Oh, you know this. You know this.
No, I miss Longitude.
I'll stay away from Longitude.
We're the official radio partner of Longitude.
Right, you come to Longitude. Here
we go. Yeah, I know. See the DJ Quench. But,
DJ Quench.
This is such a feel-good song. Hey, when this pandemic is over...
Ah, damn it.
When this pandemic is over, Graham and Cormac, you're coming over to my place. I'm making us some fucking mimosas. Oh, that would have been so cool.
Okay, do it again.
Hey, when this pandemic is over, Graham, Cormac, yeah. Come on! Uh-oh.
You actually look like you could be in Two Door Cinema.
Yeah, you're a very stylish man. Do you like buying clothes?
That'd definitely be true. Yeah.
Not to sound like a pervert, but do you have any piercings?
Any what?
Do you have any piercings?
I don't have any piercings, no.
He looks like a guy that will get a piercing. Just got to,
yeah, he does. He does. Doesn't just got to make sure. You don't have a lecture at one or anything, do you?
No.
Oh, that's fine. Look, he's learning about life here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What other podcasts do you listen to, Cormac? I'm always interested by that.
Peter Crouch.
Yes.
Love that one.
I went through a big Peter Crouch phase. I think I burned through them all. What's your favourite episode? Are you a Liverpool fan?
Oh, I went through, like, the same as you. I went through about 30 of them.
Jesus.
In the space of about 2 weeks, like, during the lockdown there. But, one with Mike Dean is really good, yeah, the referee.
The referee. Do you remember the story about the referee that shagged a German Shepherd? Do you remember that?
That wasn't true in the end. What's his name?
Really?
What on earth was that about?
Yeah, that was a horrible story that went wrong.
I brought that up at Sunday dinner with my parents. I said, apparently a referee has banged a dog.
It's really
and
bad.
My dad said, tell me more.
Do you remember when there was there was a picture of the Premier League referees? And they were doing some preseason tournament in Thailand or some Asian country, and they were pictured like these grown men with Thai women.
Oh.
Imagine what
they were. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
The ladyboys.
I don't know if they were ladyboys.
Oh.
But yeah, that was strange. Any big holidays plans?
Well, you actually just asked, it's in my head, sorry.
Yeah.
Who do you support, Cormac?
Liverpool.
I knew it.
Why?
Because he's a sound guy. I knew he was Liverpool.
United fans can be sound.
United fans are full of shit. This guy knew he was Liverpool. I actually
saw him as Spurs.
Nah, but just
this
stop
is what I am.
No.
Hey, no frills. I'm Spurs.
Cormac, tell me, where does your support of Liverpool, how far does it go back? How much does it mean to you?
Really, like some of my cousins are like probably about like 10 years older than me, kind of the oldest one. And
well, how old are they
support Liverpool, and I guess we
lame
can eye, like,
old losers.
Sorry, say that again.
Some of my cousins are far older, like, so I guess as kids, me and my brother kind of idolized them because they were to be like maybe like 13 or 14, and we were to be like 5 or 6. So they supported Liverpool, and that was that.
They were been through the hard times. So you haven't been through too well. You went through the Roy Hodgson era, which was pretty tough, which was
Boy.
Only a few months, and then Kenny Dalglish took over, and that was difficult
that was
enough.
Strange.
Yeah, it was tough to watch that. Even though he didn't.
Yeah, no, primary school was tough for soccer, yeah.
He won the Carling Cup, though, so it wasn't too bad. What year were you born?
I'm 2001.
2001?
So you would have been 4 when we won Istanbul, 6 when we lost in Greece, 2001, 8 when we nearly beat United in 2009. So you were only really coming of age, in the Warrior jersey era, I'd say. The Brendan Rodgers is when you would have really...
Yeah.
So you would have been 10 or 11 when they... No, you would have been about 12 then when Brendan Rodgers nearly won the league. 13, actually.
Yeah, no, I would just... That would have been like my kind of like prime footballing age. You got so close, like...
Oh my God, you're not going to believe this, Cormac. You aren't going to believe this. Just walking through the studio is, especially for you, is actually Brendan Rodgers. Brendan, welcome to the Little Big Podcast.
Hello there. I hear you're a fan of me. I have to say, I've been busy on the training field with Iñárritu, and Jamie Vardy has been playing some of the best bit of football I've seen in a fucking long time.
Any questions you have for Brendan Rodgers?
Where do you get the time to do the radio?
You know, you gotta make time. I remember when Iñárritu sat me down and he said when I played for Man City, I used to be too busy on the training field. So it's all about balance. And I find with Iñárritu, he's inspired me.
Oh, I've got a question for Brendan. What did you make of the time when you left Celtic and people robbed your house?
You know, I always felt it was Neil Lennon that actually robbed from me. And I just want to use this opportunity to say congratulations to Stevie G. He's been doing great.
Holy shit, my accent wasn't the worst there, guys.
No, he's got better.
I'm
got
not
better.
Good at impressions, but I actually was surprised by that. I want to move away from football. I want to speak about cooking. What is your signature dish, Cormac?
Cheese. I don't know. Not much of a cook, honestly. Like, probably a bit of pasta.
Oh, I love me pasta. Now, Cormac, when you move back to Dublin, you're going to have to cook, aren't you?
Yeah, that's something I'll...
Is that a dog barking? Oh, that's a lovely dog. What sort of dog do you have, Cormac?
Oh, sorry.
Don't apologize. Oh, right. It's good to have a dog.
Adds to the atmosphere.
That is my dog. She's a West Highland Terrier.
Ah, terrier. And a girl dog?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Lily.
Lily is a lovely name.
Yeah.
Come on, Graham.
Thank you.
Named after Lily Potter?
No, I don't really have any
Lily faces. Savage. She was big in the 90s. Lily Savage.
Do you know who Lily Savage is, Cormac?
It's so old.
We shouldn't be on spin.
I'm so old.
We're too old.
This is
well, no, we're not. We're actually, our references are too
I'm
old.
Using this as a focus
Come
group
on,
and I don't want it to be self-indulgent.
This is going
to
be 100. Do you know what? I'm actually impressed we've got this far through the podcast and we haven't been that self-indulgent.
I want to know, Cormac, how do you perceive Graham and I, and how do your friends do? Are we cool on the radio?
Or do your friends even know
who
we
are? Or are we fucking weird?
I'd say my friends know who you are, but don't know that they know you.
We haven't made it to Meath.
I think these are extremely funny, yeah. Like, if all of us are in the car, like, going somewhere, like, with a family, like, or... I don't know, doing something like I've licensed to put yous on anyway, so the family definitely recognises being funny anyway. So
would you ever think about getting into radio, Cormac? Because you're a very good talker.
Very good.
Definitely, yeah.
Would you?
But no, yeah, definitely. I think maybe next year. I think Trinity have a radio station.
Will you promise me you'll get into Radio Society in Trinity, or if there's something to
I
do at radio?
You.
Because you're a very good speaker, very confident. Like, excellent.
Thank you. I don't know about that.
No, you are.
You are.
And it's great for the chicks.
Oh, my God.
It's
the
rich.
Ladies. Let me tell you something.
They're going to be all over you. You should have seen me and Nathan in DITFM.
Oh, my.
Locked in a room by ourselves.
Yeah.
Nobody came anywhere near us.
Ladies like this medium, Cormac. It is sexy. The glitz and glamour.
So, I stink right now and my hair is falling out. I think I've got a bald spot on the side of my head. And I've been worrying.
It's due to stress.
I've been worrying about it for the last 2 days. And now I'm saying it to Cormac. There's a bald spot on the side of my head. And I think I think something's happening.
We're trying to market ourselves, Cormac. We have a marketing campaign in the new year. And we just have to try and make ourselves look a little bit younger.
Yeah.
I really feel like Cormac's a guy I would have hung out with in school.
Yeah, I honest to God,
I do.
This guy is my friend.
He is cool.
I like this guy a lot. I do. He seems very easygoing. He wouldn't annoy me. Now, and that's what I want in a friend. Don't annoy me.
I really don't want to say weird stuff, but I'm just going to ask.
No,
just kind of, I'm going to throw questions. Don't feel like you have to.
And I hate to say this.
Yeah.
But we have an email saying they have to do one more bit of video that we were doing before this.
So we'll finish up soon.
Because we have to get lunch. And then Cormac. You're gonna hear about this first. We're embarking on a project. We're going recording at 2 o'clock. You're gonna fucking love
you're
it.
Gonna love
it's
it,
our
Cormac.
Big Christmas project. So you're the first person to hear about it. We're recording. Was it a new song? We tell Cormac.
Oh,
was that too much?
On. Too much.
All right.
Just a new song.
New song, Cormac.
We'll drip feed you as the weeks go on.
Big song.
There's
coming.
Too much pressure on this question now. Mine was just subconsciously. I was just
go
throwing
for it. I was just letting Cormac in.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette, Cormac?
I have not. No.
Yeah, I've never as well.
Anything else?
Have you been on the Lewis when you went to Dublin?
Oh, yeah.
What do you make of it?
I think it's really good, yeah. Definitely, yeah. It's like they're always only like 2 or 3 minutes away, like so.
And yeah, what is the your favourite place you've ever visited abroad?
We were over in Vancouver last year, so
Cormac! What were you doing in Vancouver? My second home.
I was just a holiday, like...
With the
fam. Family? Family hall?
Sorry, go ahead.
Family holiday?
Family holiday, yeah.
All right, Cormac, I know I already asked you to promise me something. I'm gonna ask you to promise me another thing.
Here we go.
Cormac, will you promise me that during your college experience for a summer, will you go and go to Vancouver for the summer?
You already went there.
No, but live there. Live in a frat house. G- Get a job.
Look, Cormac's like me. The frat house wouldn't appeal to everyone. Frat house, we'd be having a good time. Cormac and I would be like Jason Biggs out of American Pie.
Cormac's
everyone would be
more
like
me than
fuck
you,
the apple pie.
And Cormac's like, more like me.
Nah, Cormac and I, we're athletic, okay?
No, yeah,
we
not.
Care more about sports.
You're not.
Him and I, we've never touched a cigarette. We're very like, we enjoy the Lewis, and that's that.
Nathan's afraid to go on the Lewis this week because he has to go to Tala.
Why? Well, maybe that is true, but we'll see if I survive. Cormac, do you want to live abroad for a year?
I think about it. Like, I feel like I might regret it if I never did, but at the same time, like, it's a big decision. So I don't know. Like, definitely right now, if someone offered me, I wouldn't.
Cormac,
give advice.
Will you promise me?
Okay, a lot of promises. Okay.
That you'll live abroad for a year.
Why?
Nah, fuck that promise.
Okay, I'll promise
you that. Go do the summer. Do the summer in Vancouver. Do you know what? Cormac wants, I'll try and hook him up with the job.
Would you do that?
I like this guy.
Yeah, Cormac, if you start a podcast, I'll be the first guest.
Nah.
Definitely.
It's all about me.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
If you fucking speak at all, it's about me talking.
Cormac, it's been an absolute pleasure. Do you know what?
I'm going to throw it out there. I want Cormac to check in with us. I want to get him back on when he moves back to Dublin. We'll have him in the studio.
Yeah.
We'll be asking the ladies.
It will be a while, though. It will be a while. Cormac, do you know what? This is big.
Yeah.
This is big. What I'm about to do. And do you know what? I appreciate the fact he didn't bring it up.
Are we allowed?
If he brought it up, I don't know if I would have done it.
Yeah, I agree.
But he didn't bring it up.
I
appreciate
that. Do it, brother.
Cormac, I do realise you did message me on Instagram a few weeks ago.
Do it, brother.
Jesus, I hope it was you.
You never messaged me.
Was it you, Cormac?
It probably was me. I messaged
Instagram. Cormac, do you follow me on Instagram?
I don't mind him.
Yeah, I actually messaged you the other day, but you didn't respond.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, Cormac, that's what you get. He wants to be... I want to be on your podcast. Cormac.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to give you a Gotta Get Wrong board game.
We are going to give you
Just DM me your address, your full name and your address. Oh, no, I know your full name. Just your address, we'll send it out to you. Well, go on, let's have a look. Now, Nathan doesn't like to reply to people. Okay.
I have a virus on my phone. I've been watching things recently.
What did you ask, Nathan?
Well, what's your surname? Cormac Curtin.
Yeah, someone said Dunshotton was a kip on Fully Charged.
Ah, yes, you do ring a bell. What is it, Cormac?
You do ring a bell, but not a...
Cormac Curtin 02, is that you?
Cormac
Curtin.
No, it's 01.
What? 10, it's 10.
Cormac Curtin.
Or 10, yeah, no, that's it, yeah.
Cormac Curtin 10.
No. Yeah, there it is. Look, this is irrelevant. The fact is, you messaged him, he didn't message you back. You messaged me, Cormac, I messaged you back. And that's all that matters. And that's why, that's the difference.
Oh, there you are, Cormac.
So what did Cormac say in the message?
Man, look what I'm about to do. Look,
no, but what,
describe what I'm about to do.
Yeah, about to follow him. But
here we go, Cormac, brother!
He followed you, but you didn't reply to him.
Oh, it's a request.
He's private. What did he...
I'm private, yeah. I'll follow you. Accept it, definitely, yeah.
Cormac, it's been an absolute pleasure. You are the co-host. Is anything you want to say to sign off? What's going on in your life? Anything you need to push, to plug?
Yeah, do
people
you
usually
plug
come
anything?
On. You got a new album out
plug
or something?
Plug something, Cormac.
Your Little Mix album bringing out this week as well.
Is your parents?
I'm looking forward to getting into the studio and.
We do.
Whenever this stuff is over.
Yeah, brother.
Right. I'll just say thank you and that's it, really, I guess. Yeah,
we're
my pleasure.
See you in studio.
You'll never walk alone.
Best of luck with your college experience, and we will we'll get that out to you. Send me on your address in DMs, and we'll sort you out.
Thank you,
Cormac. Pleasure. Thank you
See
for taking
you
time out of your day.
Never
Cheers,
change,
bud.
Cormac.
Bye.
Take care, man.
Bye.
What a guy.
Oh,
what a guy.
This guy, real deal.
Right, that was a juicy.
Sweet guy. Really
that
enjoyed
was
that.
Really enjoyable. Yeah, perfect. So next week we'll do all the bits you wanted to do.
And also, if you want to be like Cormac, get on the podcast. We are going to do it sporadically. GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Here we go. Cut my life into pieces. This is my life.